Told you I was reading about the Mayans recently.
Yeah, I like that.
Dude, they used to build temples in the ocean. So it would be like a stone's throw away. Like you, like they would say that's how far their units of measurement, they would measure the depth of holes by, I forget the word, but it was like the average height of a man. They'd be
Okay.
like, it's seven Elatos deep. And they would just be like, it's like six guys deep.
Yeah, that's good.
It's really nice. But yeah, they would build these like temples out, like, 10 feet out in the ocean out of limestone. I don't know how the fuck they did this. And then
They
they
were
would just,
wasting a lot of time.
I think they really
They
were.
should have been focused on other things.
They could have figured some other stuff out.
Instead of temples in the ocean,
Well, they what
it's
they
time to
were
really focus.
they were just like cutting people's heads off and letting the blood
Yeah.
drip down the steps. They would
Yeah.
like have like a cool statue of a snake and be like, this thing's, it would be like a snake eating a lion. Like, we gotta get some blood on
We're
this
gonna have
thing.
to cut some people's heads off.
We gotta cut some people's heads off.
Who's that village next door that we hate?
Dude, yeah.
Let's sacrifice those fuckers. They'll never join up with anybody that shows up. They'll never finally join up with the
I didn't know
outside
there was
force.
like three or four unsuccessful expeditions before Cortez. Like a couple dudes rolled up and got fucking smoked by the Mayans.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they'd roll up like 40 deep and be like, come here, guys. And like these dudes would just go bonkers. And they're like, we had the weaponry. We thought they were like, we could get them, but they would just, we were firing shit off our boats at them, and they were like, we don't, they just kept sending guys. And then it would take your boy and they would fatten him up. So the dudes who were in POV POW
Yeah, what
camp
are these girlfriends?
POVMs, yeah, I
What
know.
are these
They would
girlfriends?
capture
Small.
you and you would just be getting fed nonstop, and then you'd slowly be like, shit, they're fucking, they would eat one of your boys and you go, oh no, dude. I thought they'd treat me like a king over here. And they would fatten, they would just like have dudes they captured and be like, he's looking pretty good. He's getting pretty good
These
right now.
guys, no offense to any Mayans listening, but these guys deserved what they had in common, dude. Yeah, I didn't know they got the Spanish got crushed a couple times.
Couple times it was like these, they would launch these like expeditions and just end up on the shore, and it would just be cannibals fucking freaking out at you as soon as you
Yeah.
rolled up. They'd be blowing darts, fucking throwing shit at you.
But that's yeah.
Just, it was like they were like more explorer types. They would hang out, roll up, and be like, oh, this is sick. And then
Because a small
sometimes,
amount took down everybody.
oh yeah, Cortez. Well, Cortez apparently, I don't know if this is, I don't know if there's multiple Cortezes, but this was a, his name was Cortez, I forget his first name. But like after like two or three dudes rolled up and got kind of what for, he was like, fuck this, and brought like 11 ships and 500 dudes. And then he showed up and they just thought, like, it wasn't even just about like his beard. I forget what he, like, oh, he rolled up and he took the whole village. He took everything, and then he found a guy's, it was like a nobleman's wife, one of the lord's wives, and he was like, they plundered everything, and he contacted, he was like, go back and tell him like, we're going to give you back all your stuff. And the villagers all came back, and the Spaniards were like, here's all your shit. We're not trying to fuck with you. We're just trying to like get, we're trying to chill with you guys. And they were like, fuck, this dude rules. And I think eventually he fucking
Yeah.
crushed all
Yeah.
of them.
Yeah, I forget. It's the beginning of Guns, Germs, and Steel, which is pretty funny. It's like that. They just rolled in on horses and shit, and just opened fire. Everybody started spazzing.
Yeah,
I think they immediately captured the king.
Well, that was like, yeah, when they
It
told him
might have been the
like,
Aztecs.
it was one of them where they brought him in. It was just him and like six dudes in the king's like inner sanctum. And they were like, dude, you guys are so cool. Your beards are so fucking sick. And then they're like, yeah, cool, man. But
Yeah, that's awesome. You want to see our swords?
the one Cortez I heard, he like was kind of chilling with them and,
Yeah.
getting down. Eventually, they gave him a Mayan bride, and he like, that was like his lady. He started like sailing with her, and she would like, yeah, I don't know if it was the Cortez the Killer or just another Cortez, but yeah, the flag was sick, dude. It was just the cross. They'd be
Yeah.
like, all who worship this symbol, like worship this symbol and have faith in it, and we will conquer. And they would just fly in. They actually, he Cortez, this Cortez was a big missionary. He would go in their temples and just knock their statues down and be like, you guys gotta praise the Virgin Mary. And apparently a lot of them were like, for sure. And when they would go, other Spaniards would pass by some of the villages on boats, they would just go, Maria, Maria.
Nice.
They love Mary, dude.
That's good.
Yeah, it was pretty chill.
Yeah, I guess you'd have to kind of believe them. You know what I mean? If you spent your whole life watching everybody get their head cut off and you're throwing rocks in the ocean to try to build a temple,
Yeah.
somebody shows up on a fucking spaceship.
Someone shows up on a giant, 11 giant boats, and they ride horses off the boat onto
Yeah.
the beach. You're just like, bro.
Yeah, I'm with them. I trust them.
What's your story? And they're like, no, dude, it turns, and they were just like, that's so fucking sick. Because their guy, Quetzalcoatl, was like their big, that was like their big dude. Dude, you know what his name was originally? Cucullin.
Ooh.
Just like the Irish mythological guy, Cuchulainn.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, kind of nuts. Remember that lady I tried to book for the podcast who was like an ancient alien specialist? She wrote a whole book about how the Mayans were Irish. And
we was Mayans.
We was Mayans too.
Yes. Mayans. I knew we was Mayans.
But yeah, I'm going to keep reading that book. It's pretty tight. It was written by this guy, Diego Landa, who was just a missionary who was documenting like just kind of how they got down. And they just kind of like studied outer space really hard. And then they just like cut people's heads off and just chilled. Pretty cool.
Yeah, it's awesome.
But yeah, they were.
I wish I knew more about it. I never really got into the Aztecs or the Mayans. The Incas, I was big for a little. I liked the Incas.
I never know where the fuck they live. The Mayans were the Yucatan.
Incas are like Peru.
Okay, so they're in Peru.
The Andes Mountains.
And where were the Aztecs? They were Mexico.
The Aztecs were Mexico as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because they do have stuff like
that. I think the Mayans and Aztecs didn't really overlap.
But apparently there were Mexicans that weren't Mayans that would come down. They would battle the Mayans a lot too. They were battling the lads like way back when.
Who knows?
But yeah, it's pretty cool. The Spaniards would come down and like get in a fight and they like would name the places. The one bay is just called like the Malo Pilar, which just means the bad fight. It was really sick.
They were city states.
Sometimes.
I see. The Mayans were independent city-states.
Yeah, it wasn't
like one empire.
No, they weren't like a group of people. They were just kind of a bunch of different...
They flourished until 900 AD, so like 500 years before the Spanish got there.
Yeah, but then I think they just became
they're
like...
They're probably just chilling.
They're just chillers. They had one central town. They all like joined in, allegedly after fucking Quetzalcoatl like showed them how to get down. And they all like hung out, but they would always be three brothers who were chill, and then like they would just turn evil and kill each other every time. Three brothers, they'd start a podcast, turn on each other. It would just be three dudes being like, yeah, we're in charge of all this. And then one day, one would be like, I want 75 fucking wives.
It's usually how it goes. Yeah, Hernan Cortez.
Yeah. Dude was the bro. I didn't get to the part where they... I mean, it was written by the Spaniards, so the guy was like, just like, yeah, dude, he's pretty chill. Everyone liked him. I don't know what else happened. He's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, they had a guy who was... There was like two kind of like bishop-type dudes, and one guy was like, we have to torture these guys because they keep worshiping snakes and cutting people's heads off. So we had to torture them to like... It's the only way these guys... And the guy's like, we can't torture them. And then one dude, he came to convince the guy, like, we shouldn't be doing this. And the guy's like, no, watch this. And just, like, torture the guy in front of him. He's like, it works. We're like, fuck it. He's, like, pulling a dude's teeth out of his head. Like, see?
See, he doesn't like it.
Now he'll do whatever I want.
He doesn't like it at all. Now he's really afraid of us.
I was trying to think about, like, the different races of human beings and which one are, like, air, water, earth, fire. I, like, thought about this the other day. I was at the beach. I was just high at the beach, and I was like, damn, dude. I kind of figured it out. It's like white people are water people, I believe. Asians are air. And then you go down to like...
You saying black people mud?
No. Latinos are fire, for sure. That was the kind of the back... Earth. Earth, dude, there's nothing wrong with Earth.
No, there's nothing wrong at all.
My thing was, but then someone
so
gets
so sick to control the sea, dude.
Yes. Someone gets left out though. I was like, I thought I had it mapped out. I'm like, wait a second. Because then you have Indian.
Indians are definitely Earth.
They could be fire, dude. Indians are Earth for sure. I had that because I was like, yeah, because then I forgot about Latinos. I'm like, okay, they're fire for sure. But then it's like Earth. But I was going, what about my African brothers? What would they be? Because then I'm like, I was like, maybe the ether. I could throw in the fifth. It could be the ether. What do you guys think?
I think Earth.
But then what about Indian guys? Someone's getting left out. Then what are Indian guys?
They're with Asians. They can be, they
air.
Combine.
True. Air, earth. Earth, air.
They can be farts. All right.
Try to keep it respectful. Dude.
Who's farts then? What about Arabs? You're forgetting Arabs.
And it's like, that's Indian guys.
You say Indians and Arabs are farts. That's your words.
I was really hoping to keep this respectful.
How do you think it was going to go? Dude, you want to break down races?
I was in my bathroom brushing my teeth. I was like, yeah, this could actually go really
well. I'll share this one. Do you guys have any, would you like to help us here? Would do, any African-American fellows want
to
get involved?
Sure, I'd like to create space for different voices.
We'd like to say.
I just know definitely not water. I kind of thought fire. Why aren't we fire?
Dude, like, we're more fire than Latinos, bro. Come on.
Yeah.
No way. How are you guys fire?
Leave it.
You guys aren't fire. You guys are earth.
Latino heat.
Yeah, it's Latino heat.
Yeah, bro. I don't know, man. Look, I don't want to speak for you guys. I like to elevate your voices in the matter. But
yeah, we do want to hold space for black podcasters.
Thank you.
But yeah, Earth, dude, you guys got to claim Earth. Earth's probably the best one.
Yeah, I think we're plasma.
Plasma.
Plasma, the fifth element.
The fifth
ether.
Element.
I was giving you guys ether. I was like, ether is the best. Indian guys are Earth for sure.
I can't believe you're pleading the fifth on this.
The fifth element.
He's claiming. No, Earth's good for you guys.
Yeah, no, they're all elements.
Why is Earth good?
Because I don't know. Everybody claims the first humans were from Africa, just came, you know.
True.
Earth's nice. I like that.
And it's one of those things where, like, Asians are definitely air. Let's do process of elimination.
They run on the trees. They're air. Airbenders.
What about black people are avatars, then? We fucking get all four, I think, if we're from Africa.
You get all four? Water?
I get all four. Yeah.
And no offense.
Just spraying water out of your hands like, oh, shit.
Air?
Dude, you ever see those, like, Jamaican guys jump off the barge into the water? Like, it's in the
yeah,
name.
Yeah, it's between you guys and Asians.
You guys are confusing air with just jumping. We're talking about air supremacy. The monkeys have achieved.
Do you want Chinese air? That stuff's bad.
Don't turn this on me.
Forget I even brought this up, guys. I'm sorry. Let's just drop it.
Let's just
it,
fucking
right?
drop it, dude.
If you guys can't be mature enough.
You guys
about
can't
this.
Be mature enough to have Earth. Earth's the best. If we would have said white people are Earth, you would have been like, no, we're Earth. For sure.
Yeah, all the elements are, none of them are more essential than the others. It's.
Don't make us take Earth. We can take it all.
That's the reason I'm not saying we
control
have.
Water. We can take everything.
I know if we said we had Earth, you guys would come and take it. That's why I was being quiet about it.
Fine, we'll give you guys air. White people are the avatars.
Fine, white people are the avatars. Never even thought of that. That's a good answer. You're right. We definitely are avatars.
I just wanted to wait to hear what black people said. Like, no, that's ours.
Actually, that's ours.
That's a good idea, but we're going to take that. We're going to take that idea. It's really cool.
I can't believe you said Indians and Arabs were farts. That's fucking wrong, dude.
I didn't think about the gas element. That could be gas.
Gas.
Dude. Oh, dude. I want to switch gears. I wanted to tell you, dude. I went to, I think I told you this yesterday, but I was at Port Aransas, Texas, the beach.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, it is, on at first glance, the sickest setup. You ever been to a 4x4 beach? Cars pull up.